After years working in jobs from fashion and branding to high-end audio systems, Craig Robertson decided to set off on his own, launching a premium male skincare brand called Fillmore, which marries a minimalist Scandinavian design with Scottish craftsmanship, where all of the products are made and where Craig lives and works. But how did he start the brand from scratch? And what's the secret to getting it right? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week, we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Craig tells his story, beginning by explaining what he always wanted to be when he grew up.
Professional golfer. That's what I did. I played golf. I reached a pretty high standard for a boy from Glasgow. And that was the thing. I became or started to become a professional golfer in terms of qualifications and that kind of thing. And had a job at a really prestigious golf club in Scotland, world-renowned, called Royal Troon. But when push comes to shove, it's a different life. You're not taking on Tiger Woods on TV like you thought you were. So I stopped that pretty quick. We're golf fanatics. My brother has just stopped being a professional golfer. There are two versions of that. There's a guy you see on TV, and then there's that guy who gives lessons to people everywhere around the world. He was that guy, and he's now just going back into golf now. Big golf family, father was a golfer. Grandfather was a big golfer, so huge influence. The career path just wasn't for me, basically. And that was the day I can still remember sitting in the car with my parents coming home from that golf club, having asked to be picked up, and saying, I'm not doing this anymore. I'd like to go and study fashion. That made more sense to them, to be honest. I mean, golf was a thing that I did, and it was a hobby. But I think there, in terms of a career, the course was fashion marketing, you know, fashion business. They saw me doing that. My father's run his own business for 30 years, so I think they always saw me possibly going into that kind of thing anyway, and this made more sense. So no, absolutely, I went straight into that kind of within weeks. Particularly in Scotland right now, which is awesome, is there's a huge entrepreneurial buzz. You know, there's a lot of brands coming out of the area now, and even back then when I started working, there wasn't much. It's recent, you know. I was agency side to begin with, so doing kind of account management roles, looking after bigger clients, doing a bit of travelling, that kind of idea, project management, that kind of side. And then I ended up self-teaching myself digital marketing strategies, that kind of idea, and ended up doing that for a brand, a global motorcycle brand of all things. There's a theme here, though. You'll see me jump. You know, it doesn't last too long. There's always another job out there that I want to be doing. So did that for a small amount of time, and then kind of shifted again into the audio industry, which is a bit of a flip. So Lynn Products, as they're called, are an audio-based company based in Glasgow who work out of a large warehouse in a field in the audio industry, in the audiophile community, hugely regarded, possibly one of the best on the planet. So I was really lucky to go in there as the brand partnerships manager, so just a cool job. People ask the question, you know, why did you leave that? But it was great. It was really, really great. And you learn a lot doing that kind of traveling and meeting a lot of different people and learning a lot more about business. But again, the same thing, just there had to be something else that I wanted to be doing, you know, so moved on from that as well. There was just something not right about each job. There was the draw to do my own thing was just too strong. So I took some time out. We have a daughter, she's two. So spent kind of 6 months just with her, getting my head together, and all the while planning away on what this was going to be. So when she was down for a nap, I was working on what this business could be and pitched it to my wife, basically. And we both agreed that this was actually a genuine thing. You know, over the years, I've had so many of these ideas. You know, I worked my way through uni by buying and selling on eBay. You know, I've always done this kind of thing. So this one seemed genuinely viable, that something was missing from the market, we felt, and that we could produce that. So it then became full on a year's worth of researching, sampling, testing to get to launch. There was an actual moment where I actually picked up a product from another brand, and it frustrated me that I didn't recognise or almost couldn't pronounce a single ingredient that was on that product. So I felt that from a kind of technical product side was missing. And also from a design side, I felt that everything was starting to become quite similar and it was becoming quite saturated. So we thought, well, we can do something brand new here. We can create, you know, fit straight in the middle between the two kind of sections out there. There's that kind of apothecary-led style, and then there's a barbershop style, which do fantastic work and fantastic products. But we felt that we can create something that's kind of sleek and minimal and on trend, but not trendy in the sense that it's classic and that it can last forever and that it fits everybody's lifestyle, men and women, everybody's bathroom. You know, it looks good. the huge influence that we have from Scandinavia is obvious, but also people that have an eye for design, you know, and have an interest in something of quality, that's what we've done. We've created something that people can be passionate about, but also therefore make something that's of a high quality and is premium product, but is affordable for daily use. So it's an actual skincare brand. You know, you should be looking after your skin every day. So we want you to do that using our products, but also be proud to have them at your sink, you know. We were trying to justify it to ourselves, and I would always be the one that was pretty negative about it and think, no, actually, it's not safe. You know, we've got a mortgage and a daughter. Let's do the right thing here. I'll go get a job. And even she was the one that was like, no, there's a thing here. You know, there's an opportunity here. So this was the one that it was clearly not going to work, but it was certainly the one to try. So that was the thing. It was literally one night, I can still remember it, that we said, no, let's do this. And that was it, full steam ahead. You know, I was therefore self-employed from that day, looking at brands and looking at brand names and products and starting to pull test samples from all over the UK, which took a long time. That was why it was a year, basically, of actual testing and sampling. Fillmore is a take on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. So the romantic in me, Fillmore Street is where my wife and I got engaged in San Francisco. But every time I spoke to somebody about it, they would always use one L instead of two. If it was ever written, people would write that. And also for those technical SEO search purposes, we thought, no, we should dodge that. So, and it fits better anyway. So yeah, that's where the name comes from. The other thing that we wanted to make sure that we did was invest heavily to make sure it was a premium product. So my background is not in this, so I wanted to work with a manufacturing partner who are experts. So we sourced kind of 25 different companies around the UK who create products that you can then manipulate and work with to create your own brand. Whittled that down to kind of 10, just from not good vibes, or we didn't get on, or they didn't get on board with what we were trying to do. And then we kind of pulled it down to 5 finalists, as it were. Spoke to them all, got samples from them all, really got into the depths. And 4 of them were in and around London, and 1 was just on the outskirts of Glasgow. So genuinely, it's not through any other reason than they were the best. You know, we get on so well with them. They've helped us from the start. They understand what we're trying to achieve, and they're willing to be a part of that. And it just so happens that they're 20 minutes from my house, which is great. So they laugh because they don't really see too many of their clients. It's just that I'm there all the time, you know. I don't think they like that. It's crazy to think that we only went live in the end of February. There were times where you just go, well, hold on, what's my right to do this? But when you see something, you see it, you know, it's a personal thing that's missing from your life and you're a part of that, you begin to realise, actually, this could be something that you could do and make a difference. So that's the kind of thing that spurs you on, you know. And also, I have that personal, selfish motivation that I want to be a self-employed person and I want to make a difference and own a brand and run a brand that people actually enjoy, and I want to see that enjoyment. So that's the other thing that we try to do with Fillmore. We want to engage, you know. Even now, if a customer buys direct from our website, they'll get an email from me asking them, how was it, you know. I think we're still so young that we've not really gone too wrong yet. I think we could have gone wrong in terms of different iterations of products or design. I'm pretty confident that we've nailed it in terms of what we wanted to achieve. Having done all those jobs and learned all that I did has allowed me to be quite, not tentative, but, you know, careful with what we do. So we're not overbooking ourselves, we're not over-ordering. We just make sure that we're growing slowly, you know. We know what this could be long-term, so we'd rather look after it and make sure that it is a long-term business and not a flash in the pan.
Craig Robertson there on how he launched his brand, Fillmore Skincare. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 20 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.